It's Mandy and Jimmy's second date update on Lexington's all-new Hits 106.3.
It's brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you.
Hey, Stephanie. How you feeling this morning?
Hi, I'm okay. How are you?
Good. We were looking over your email and realized it's been almost a month since you've actually spoken to John. Is that correct?
Yes. It's just been too long. I'm really hoping we can turn this thing around.
Well, hopefully we can. So tell us, how did the two of you meet?
So we actually met at a party way before the pandemic.
Okay.
And we were talking about going on a date, but things never really came together because of the pandemic and because of quarantine and everything.
Yes.
And then he messaged me out of the blue again, like a month and a month and a week ago, I guess.
Okay.
Which was a nice surprise, and he asked me out.
So what'd you guys do?
So we just, we were very safe, and we just went for a long walk, and thankfully it wasn't freezing that day.
Can't really do that anymore.
So did you guys, get along really well on this long walk?
Yeah. I thought it was a really awesome conversation, and he's really nice and really funny, and I thought that he liked hanging out with me. We didn't kiss or anything, but things seemed to be going in a positive direction. I definitely thought, that's the first date, and then we'll, go on a second date.
So were there any moments you wish you could have taken back, like anything awkward or just unusual?
Nothing awkward. I wish I would have maybe tried to initiate some sort of physical contact, nothing crazy, but, just hold his hand or something.
Okay. Does it bother you at all that you didn't?
I feel like that would have been a good way to signal that the date was going well, It's not a huge deal, but maybe it would have helped if I would have shown my interest a little more.
Of course. Okay. Well, why don't we give him a call? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll call him back and see what's going on, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, is this John?
Yeah, this is John.
John, this is Mandy and Jimmy from Hits 106.3. We do a morning show here. Do you mind if we ask you a few questions about the date that you had with Stephanie? Do you remember her?
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember Stephanie.
So how do you think it went? Did things go nice? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was really pleasant. We just went for a long walk, and it was good to get to know her, things I didn't know about her before. And yeah.
So would you like to see her again?
I don't know.
Is there a reason why you haven't reached back out to her?
Yeah, she's really nice. I think we're just kind of different, and I wasn't feeling a connection. In the past, we got along really well, but I think something was missing.
Okay. So what was, if you had to, what was missing, what was it?
We knew each other before the pandemic really kicked into gear. We would hang out, and, we got, the first few times were pretty wild. There was always alcohol involved.
Oh.
And I guess I'm trying to say she was really fun and interesting when she's had a few. And when we were taking a walk, I was like, oh, okay, no real connection. I kind of found her boring for me,
Okay.
That's kind of tough. When you've got to know someone, but the only time you've ever been around them is when you're, in a party setting, and then you go on a walk the next time you see them.
Right.
It's got to be kind of,
Well.
Yeah.
We have her on the phone with us. Stephanie, is there anything you'd like to say?
Just buy me a drink next time. It's what am I supposed to say to this?
Sorry, we can't drink every time we hang out.
Yeah, I know we can't drink every time we hang out. I don't want to. I just think, you're being sort of a jerk right now. I think most people feel more relaxed when they've had a few. And, it's like an awkward day-date situation.
Yeah, but I wanted to ask you out because I thought you were kind of this free spirit, fun-loving person in general. but and it's okay that you're not, but you're just not.
What? How are you going to say that I'm not a free spirit when we go for a walk on, like, the most boring path in the world? What do you want me to do? Be like, let's pretend that it's really a yellow brick road and we're going to Oz. Like, what sort of
that,
spirit
I like that girl.
Do you want?
That's the girl I met out. She was looping around like
that. Okay, well, maybe you should take that girl somewhere fun and not some boring walk. You know, like, what do I have to do all the heavy free spirit lifting here?
We're in a pandemic. I mean, personality is personality. So you're saying, like, it depends on what we're doing if you're going to be yourself or...
I'm just saying, like, give me something here. You know, you weren't Mr., like, fun stuff either. It's not like I was on a walk with James Bond or something. Like, you were being pretty basic. I don't know what to say.
I think she's made some pretty valid points. I mean, John, you willing to give this another shot and try something different maybe and see how it goes?
Actually, yeah. Okay. Actually, I think you're right. I think she has.
Oh, actually? Well, maybe now actually I don't want to go out, Mr. So
plot twist. Okay.
Depends on where we're going to go and what we're going to do, okay? I like it when people text me back.
Okay. All right, so Stephanie...
Well.
I'm understanding that you're done here, yes?
I don't know. I'm just being really fun-loving and free-spirited right now. So I'm just going to say, see where the week takes me.
When they open up again. Let's just meet at the bars when they open up again.
Ew, don't make me out to be some alcoholic or something. Let's just, you know, I don't know, go horseback riding or something. It's a little more exciting than a walk down a flat path.
Okay, so... We are going to go on a date again?
No, I don't want to do this now.
Okay.
This is just...
No.
Oh, my God. You're the worst. You're the worst.
Hits 106.3.
Second date update is brought to you by Republic Bank. We're here for you.